Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is Kenny Hodge, that guy, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, with a quick postal podcast this morning, specifically intended to address members of the Dayton, Ohio Post Office.
And now the end is near, and so I face final curtain.
Hey, good morning once again. Let's get right into the subject of this morning's podcast. Yeah, I'm reading a lot of for lack of a better word, responses from folks out of the Dayton Post Office. And I want to first start off by saying, I have no war with you. I have no issue with you. I don't really understand your variety of responses, but I guess I can understand only because Bip's been your president, and now that he's gone, his wife is your president, so you still have that influence. So I guess I understand your bond with him. But let me tell you something. There's a new candidate on the scene. His name is Kenny Hodge, and he's a for real type individual. So I'd like to take this moment and just address some of the things that that may interest you. First of all, let me say to you that the things that I podcast about negatively pertaining to the current local president, none of you can say it's true or not. Bip knows it's true. I only talk about some of the unprofessional things I had to go through at his hands. So these are personal experiences. And let me tell you something, okay? There are others in 304 who have had these same experiences. Now, if you want to say everybody's wrong, okay. And again, if that's your candidate for local president, then support him. I have no issue with that. But when you say things like, I can't file a step one grievance, I don't even begin to know how to respond to that. For you to think that I can't do a step one grievance, come on, that's just crazy, and I think you know that's crazy. Step ones can be done by any member. It's just a question of fill out the box and have a conversation. Really not that hard. But let me say this to you. You are so busy trying to slander me, and Bip took money from you as well. And when I say took money from you, let me be very clear. I never accused the man of stealing. Okay, this isn't like a personal thing with me and Bip. It's just that I am much more qualified to lead this local, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure all the members are aware of that, and then you can make an intelligent decision when it's time to vote. But when I say he took money, let me tell you something. If you think that Kenny Hodges doesn't know what he's talking about. Here's the challenge.
Yeah, I've always got challenges. Why don't you go back 2 years ago and get our bylaws, I'm sorry. You do the math in your office. And let me say this to you.
If you really are interested in knowing the truth, it may require a little work, a little mathematical computations on your part, but you do the math. And our Constitution stated that all monies put in would be given back to the branch as long as they requested it at a certain date. That's what the Constitution said, and that's not what they did. In fact, I'd be willing to bet they haven't done that in about 3 or 4 years. So when you talk to me about professionalism, he's so professional. Again, I only share with you events, personal events that I'm involved with. Is it real professional to go into a branch office and just remove the chief steward without even telling, not asking, not even telling the branch president? My friend, this is the professionalism that I've come accustomed to dealing with the current local president. So when I make these statements, again, I haven't asked, but I'll bet you there are up there, I'll bet you there are other branch presidents who went through the same or similar instances or unfortunate set of circumstances that I'm currently going through with the current local president. And let me say this to you also, and again, I keep addressing this, and I'm going to keep addressing it. With the fact of me having 20 late grievances, I simply ask you, let's for a moment drift into a fantasy realm. And in that realm, yes, Kenny Hodges had 20 late grievances. Then I have to ask the question, if you are my local president, at what point do you step in and see what the problem is? Do you just allow them to continue? Or do you allow them to continue because the goal is I'll get enough and then get them kicked out of office? Well, that don't sound real professional. So all I'm saying to the folks in Dayton, Ohio, and actually to all the members of Local 304, I am a more than qualified candidate to lead Local 304. And I'm going to try and do everything in my power to make sure I continually try to keep that on the forefront to the members of Local 304. Because yes, I would love to be the next local president, and I guarantee we're going to do things different. A leader leads from the front, and that's exactly where I want to be as far as education, as far as educating our members with quality education with respect to our national agreement and our local memorandum of understanding. I want to make sure we train and educate those who are tasked with going out to represent our members in arbitration. Again, I want us to say I'm proud to be a member of Local 304. And let me tell you, I don't think that is the current atmosphere. I don't doubt for any reason at all that maybe the current local president back in the day was a good leader. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is in today's times, with today's very aggressive management, you need an aggressive leader, and that aggressive leader is Kenny Hodges. That's simply what my platform is about. Now again, the negative things I talk about, you can't tell me that didn't happen because it happened to me. Okay, now again, was I at fault? I don't think I own a lot of that fault. Unless you want to fault a president who really cared about his members. Now if that's a fault, then yeah, I'll have to wear some of that. But for the current president to send me an email that I'm suspended, immediately get all of my stuff out of the office with no attempt at resilience as far as finding out what the problem is and correcting the problem, that's very unprofessional, since we like to use that word, how professional the current president is. And with respect to the late grievances, would you believe I've been out of office for over a year?
I've never seen these grievances. Never. And I've asked several times, and I'm going to tell you why I've never seen them, because they don't exist. That was some nonsense that BIP and Postal Management, I'm sure, I don't even want to name any names on that side of the house, got together and made and fabricated. But yes, I'm suspended as a result of it. That's a very professional individual. So miss me with how professional he is. Now, if he shows that to you, then hold on to it. There's a whole lot of folks in 304 that don't get to see that. Maybe Dayton is special. But all I'm saying, and in my closing remarks, is I'm going to continue to campaign for president. I'm going to try to show members that I'm more than capable of doing the job. One other point, just so we know, I'm proud of the fact of my years in postal management. Okay, you hear what I said? I'm proud of that fact. Because let me tell you something, my years in postal management, I used to do the step twos. I was the individual who helped interpret on management side what our actual contract was saying. So now that I am anti-management, and I do mean 100% anti-management, and I'm anti-management because even when I was a manager, it was clear to me that 90% of postal managers don't want to do the right thing or don't have the opportunity to do the right thing. So now that I am dedicated to National Postal Mail Handlers Union, I bring all that experience over with us. And I'm sorry if you feel that's a negative. I think it's a very strong positive. I understand the way management looks at contractual issues. Now, granted, things have changed, but I still have a base knowledge of that. We talk about F1 scheduler. I've been on complement committees. I've increased and decreased levels in postal offices before. None of your other union personnel can say that. So when you talk about experience, I'm bringing a whole new level of experience to this position. So again, I want to say to you, I work hard for the members because of the way I've been treated personally by local president. It'll be some time before I could probably look him in the face. But I say to the members, I am by far the better candidate. And if you are really concerned with the quality of your work life, then you'll cast that vote for Kenny Hodge. Dayton, Ohio, you have a wonderful postal life, 'cause I'm not going anywhere. And I'm sure after the election, we're going to learn to work together just fine. Have a great day, folks.